Think Like a Millionaire, Module 8, Fearless Leader Mentality, with Dr. Steve G. Jones.
Welcome back. Welcome to the final module. Welcome to the module that's going to teach you the tools that you're going to need to be a fearless leader in your own life. You are the leader of your life. Perhaps you've never been in charge of anything in your life, but I want you to realize you've always been in charge of your life. You make the decisions that enhance your life, that move you forward, that allow you to achieve your dreams, and you've always done that. Things happen to you even as a child, and you make a decision in that moment because you are the leader. You've always been the leader. Now, the millionaire, the person who has this millionaire orientation, uses fear to fuel their determination. A lot of people who aren't successful financially use fear to be afraid. They think that's the place for fear. Well, of course, fear is to be afraid. I should be afraid of something. Okay, I won't do something because I'm afraid. The millionaire understands that fear is a tool, just like anything else. So millionaires use it to fuel their determination. Rather than allowing fear to stop you any longer, even if you have in the past, I want you to realize that you can use it as a helpful tool. The person who's not millionaire-oriented is very aware of fear. And when fear shows up, oftentimes they run the other way. People with a millionaire orientation understand that fear should be faced head on and conquered. Now, I'm not saying to do things that are not advisable. I'm not saying to do things that are going to put you in any kind of danger. I'm talking about reaching out and doing things that you haven't done before, things that are good for you, things that are going to help you expand, things that are going to help you grow. Fear doesn't always mean that you should be hesitant to act. In fact, a lot of the time, it's a sign that you should act. A lot of times, it's just putting something front and center, saying, okay, either do it or don't do it. Now's your chance. There is a way to tell whether the fear you experience is justified or simply that feeling of self-doubt and insecurity. You know, sometimes fear happens, and it's a really good thing that it does. Maybe you're afraid to walk into a situation that's dangerous. That's great. You should be afraid of that. You should turn and run from that. That's okay. But you've got to have a way to judge so that you're not turning and running from everything. If you feel like you're just about to ride a roller coaster and you have that anxious feeling of uncertainty, well, you shouldn't let that hold you back. Roller coasters are fun. They're exciting. Now, unless a doctor has told you not to do it, why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you get on there and have some fun? But if you have a gut feeling deep down, alarms are going off in your mind with logical explanations to back them up, well, that's something that you should address before you take a leap. Now, realize that sometimes logical explanations are just excuses, but sometimes they're really logical. They really do make sense. You really should pay attention to them. I remember a time when fear and embracing it and making it my friend really paid off. And that's a time when I was in Costa Rica with some friends who were a bit adventurous, and they were going to take a ride at night to somewhere far away. It's going to be about 2 or 3 hours. And we started off on this road in Costa Rica. And if you've ever been on a road in Costa Rica, you know that there are a lot of potholes in the roads. And also, they're very narrow. And oftentimes, there are two-lane roads going in two different directions, very close to each other with potholes. Think about all of those things now. So you've got a situation in which you've got potholes which need to be swerved around. You've got high-speed traffic in both directions, and you're attempting to go somewhere, and it's nighttime. Doesn't sound like a formula for success. When I first started on this journey, I thought, oh my goodness, I should turn back. But then I started thinking, why do I want to turn back? Well, because I'm scared. I'm scared that something's going to happen on the road. Then I started thinking more, well, don't the people who live here have an understanding of the potholes? Don't people who drive on roads in general, who are responsible enough to drive a car, don't they have an understanding that you should pay attention to the oncoming traffic? I started realizing that my fears were really excuses. And once I let go of them, once I became okay, oh, and another thing I didn't mention is that I was the back seat person. I was sitting in the back seat. I wasn't driving, so I didn't have control. So I really had to let go of my fears. I had to trust that my friend knew what she was doing when driving the car and driving all of us in the vehicle. I let go of the fear. We got there in 2 to 3 hours, had a great time. It was actually a place at the base of a volcano, which was amazing. We ended up spending a few days there. It was an amazing experience. If I hadn't let go of that fear, I wouldn't have had that experience. Now, that isn't to say that every situation in which you experience fear is just something you should push through and do anyway. You need to evaluate on a case-by-case basis. I'm not able to tell you that everything is safe and advised. You need to analyze it for yourself. But what I am saying is that sometimes you can look at things as something negative, something that might cause an unfortunate situation, when really, if you think it through a little further, you realize that a lot of people do this, and it's usually okay, and you're probably going to be okay. There's a certain amount of risk in anything, and we were admittedly taking a certain amount of risk on that road, yes, but we were doing it in a very calculated way, and it worked out just fine. So sometimes you just need to go for it. Sometimes you need to turn around and say, I don't think so, and there would have been nothing wrong with me saying, hey, let's do this during the daytime when everyone can see each other a little better. But actually, at nighttime, you're more vigilant. You're watching out more. People have headlights on. So in some ways, it's safer. But my point is, you've got to look at something and really analyze it, and then realize when your fear can be used as something powerful. It actually made it more exciting for me to go ahead and go through with it, and made it seem like more of an adventure. So I felt better about myself. So rather than allowing fear to hold me back, I used it as something that fueled me and allowed me to move forward. Many people view attempts that don't work as something that they might call a failure or a sad mistake. How about looking at things that don't work as a learning experience? How about looking at things that don't work as an opportunity to grow? How about looking at things that don't work as a way to move forward? Now, I'm talking specifically now about things that you work on financially or career-wise that don't work out, because there are going to be those also. There are going to be things that don't work out. There are going to be things that become what you might consider a failure. You might think that's the end of the road. You might think it's something that just didn't work out and you shouldn't do anything again. I want to tell you that that's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is to look at it as a learning experience. Now, some things that happen are an indication that you shouldn't do it again. So again, not everything can be categorized uniformly across the board as one way or another. Not everything that doesn't work out is something that you should do again. Not everything that you're afraid of is something that you should push through and do anyway. You've got to use some logic, some common sense, and you've got to make sure you've got all of the factors involved, as many of them as possible, when you're making your decision. Because many times, what makes the difference between a successful person financially and an unsuccessful person is letting fear hold them back. The people who are successful let go of their fear in the right places, the right times, the right opportunities, and they move forward. You're not going to fail if you don't allow your attempts to stop you. If you look at them as learning opportunities, you either learn not to do it again, or you learn not to do it that way, or you learn that you've got to get up and go for it again. All quote-unquote failures are not failures at all. If you learn something that helps you put together the puzzle, another puzzle piece that you can fit in, another bit of information that you have that's going to allow you to move toward your goal. So each time you quote-unquote fail, you're actually just another step closer toward getting to where you want to be. So the next time you think you've failed, rather than thinking negatively and giving up, find the hidden answers that come with it and use that information to get up again, do it the right way, meaning take the information that you've learned and adjust your course, do something different, and keep moving forward. It may take several attempts, but if you keep crossing off what doesn't work, eventually you're left with what does work. So once you make a decision, act on it and see it through to success. Once you're on that road, once you're driving, commit to it. Once you're a passenger, you've decided to be one, you've decided to move forward, commit to it. You're there, go for it. And with every goal you set, every decision you make, I want you to keep moving forward. Giving up in your dreams is a really bad habit. I don't like the word bad. I don't really like the word good either. These are judgment calls. But when I say bad here, I mean a habit that's not going to allow you to reach your full potential. Giving up on your dreams is a bad habit in the sense that it inhibits you. It slows you down. That's the mentality that people who do not have a millionaire mindset embrace too frequently. Giving up. The millionaire mind, the millionaire-oriented person, understands that every dream they have is worth pursuing. You're always moving in some direction, so it's up to you to to make sure that direction is a positive direction. Everything becomes positive if you look at it as a learning experience. So embrace your biggest dreams and live your life completely from that. Ask yourself whether or not every action, thought, feeling is conducive to making your dreams come true or working against that, and make adjustments as you go. I remember when I had my office in Beverly Hills at the Roxbury Medical Building and I was living in Marina Del Rey. I was renting an apartment in Marina Del Rey and I was renting my office in Beverly Hills. And most of the money that I was making, which was good money, was going toward rent. Either rent of my office or rent of my home. And I wasn't building wealth. Luckily, around that time that I noticed that, which was about 2004, my internet business was starting to pick up because my website was developed to the point where it was starting to make money. And I was able to make a move across the country to move to an island in Georgia, which was in the Atlantic Ocean. I had a Savannah, Georgia address, but I was able to move to an island where I was able to buy a house, start building wealth, start actually owning something and building something instead of just giving all of my money. It's like I was running a charity for the people I rented from. I was passing money through myself. It was just passing right by. I could wave to it. Hello, money. Goodbye, money. And it was gone again. But when I started putting it into something that I owned, some real estate, because of my internet business starting to pick up, then I was able to start building wealth. This was a huge move. Moving from Marina Del Rey, having an office in Beverly Hills, all the way across to Georgia. One has a certain sound to it, another has a different sound to it. One sounds like the top of the world, one kind of sounds like maybe the backwoods or something. But I didn't matter because I had my eye on the goal. The goal was to build wealth, to make this count, to make this something that made sense. I was also able to find people who could help me redo my recordings to make them even better. I was able to hire people from the local sound design college that taught people how to become sound designers, who taught people how to use Pro Tools, the computer software that's used in movies. I was able to hire these people directly out of the college after they graduated and give them a good paying job and to produce the quality of recordings that I needed. This would not have happened had I lived in California still. My money would have been going away. I wouldn't have had the resources to do this, but I was able to do that because of the move I made. So you've got to make sure that what you do is in line with your dreams, even if you're doing something that seems huge to you. You think, wow, I don't know if I should do that. I don't know if I can conceive of that. If it's for the greater good and something that's going to move you forward, then stop and ask yourself why you're afraid and why you're not doing it. So always continue moving forward. The idea is that you never stop improving. You always continue to improve. There's no person in this world who won't benefit from advice and help. There's something they don't know. And if they ask for advice, they're going to get it. And usually there's something in it that's going to help them. It's up to you to soak in the help from everyone you can and decide for yourself what you can use. A single person can do so much without the support of others. But a person who's working with others who share their vision can do a lot more. It becomes exponential. It grows because they start feeding their ideas into the vision and the vision grows. And when great minds get together and bounce ideas off one another, something magical happens. So keep improving by seeking out new ways to learn, and you're going to mold that millionaire mindset. Remember that the millionaire mindset that you're developing is grateful and never forgets how far they've come. When success finally arrives, and it's going to arrive in different bits and pieces, you're going to start to feel successful today, perhaps. And it's just going to get better and better. So it's not as if you're on a journey where you're not successful, suddenly you are. No, it comes in degrees. It continues to grow. So when it arrives at a point in which you can say, wow, okay, there's a substantial amount of success here. When that happens and prosperity is abundant, I want you to always remember where you started and the journey that it took to get there, and be thankful for all of the success, as well as the trial and error, because these were just learning opportunities that you took advantage of, that you used to improve yourself. And most importantly, continue to keep your mind on what's ahead. There's always something up ahead. There's always the next project, the next idea. The person who has a millionaire orientation understands that once they get wealthy, once they become rich, it's only just the beginning. Because then they can start helping others. Then they can expand their dream even more. So always keep moving forward. I encourage you to continue this journey for the rest of your life. we've reached the end of the program. You've learned a lot. In Module 1, you learn how to believe in yourself. In Module 2, you learn how to make the commitment to yourself and to your ultimate potential. In Module 3, you learn how to see the potential even more clearly. In Module 4, you learn that you have to be willing to learn. In Module 5, you learned the importance of producing quality results and how they pay off over and over. In Module 6, you learned how to expect more of yourself and more of your possibilities. In Module 7, you learned how to be smart with money. I opened up your mind to the idea that you need to be aware of what's going on financially. In Module 8, this module, you learned about the fearless leader mentality. You've got to move forward. You've got to understand that fear has its place, and you've got to understand that place in every situation. So take this knowledge, keep learning, keep moving forward. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding life.